name is Dustin, and you're listening to episode 37 of Secret Grasp, a paranormal podcast about the strange and mysterious aspects of our world. So, you've probably heard about haunted houses, maybe haunted theaters, all kinds of other haunted things, but would you believe that there is actually haunted forests? Not just one haunted forest, but a whole bunch of them out there. That's what I'm going to be covering today. So the first one, probably the most famous, is called Aokigahara Forest in Japan, and it's located at the foot of Mount Fuji, and it's colloquially known as the Suicide Forest. You've probably seen some famous YouTubers like Logan Paul and other people go there before in videos, and Aokigahara is not just for forests, but all locations, number two in the world for highest rate of suicides after the Golden Gate Bridge. In 2010 alone, there was almost 250 people that attempted to take their own lives there, and over 50 of them were actually successful. And this is like an ongoing trend, and some people blame this on the forest's association with demons in Japanese mythology. Other people point towards the density of trees, which kind of muffles the sound and makes it really easy for anybody to get lost there. And hikers will usually mark their path with tape or string to make it easier to find their way to get back out again. And to make it even more creepy, there's like sprinklings of like clothing and letters left all throughout the woods from people for their dead loved ones. Next up, another Japanese forest is called Yawata no Yabushirazu. This is about 30 minutes from Tokyo. And this is a bamboo forest, sometimes just referred to as Yawata. And supposedly, this is one of the most haunted places in Japan. But instead of seeing ghosts there, the stories about the Yawata Forest, if you've seen the movie Spirited Away, it's kind of like that. So anybody who enters the forest just kind of disappears and is never seen again. Where the forest got this like spooky power depends who you ask. Some people say samurai ghosts for more natural kind of explanation. Some people think there's like poisonous gas there. Whatever the case, the locals take this pretty seriously, and there's a fence around the forest to try and keep anybody from going outside. And over to the States, there's a place called Freetown Fall River State Forest, Massachusetts. Aside from the state name, that's a lot easier for me to pronounce. So Freetown State Forest is in the middle of what's known as the Bridgewater Triangle. This is an area in Massachusetts that's full of paranormal activity. There's like ghosts all over the place, UFOs, even Bigfoot sometimes. And some people believe that the forest history dates back to colonial times when settlers purchased the land, which included some sacred burial grounds of the Wampanoag tribe. Every good haunting story needs like a burial ground. So that's the thing. Supposedly this transaction cursed the area. And there's been like satanic cult rituals and murders there in the 1970s and 80s as well. And also apparently a lot of like poltergeist and fireball sightings more recently. Okay, Pokeni Forest in Latvia. It just kind of looks like a normal forest at first until you notice that it's covered in these moss-covered rocks. They're just kind of all over the forest. And there's a whole bunch of speculation and old wives' tales about where all these mossy rocks came from. Some people say that it was like an old pagan type site, almost like Stonehenge. And people say that it has the ability to heal people, and people bring offerings to the stones to try and gain their favor. Other visitors think there's something a bit more evil going on. Maybe there's like a gateway to a parallel universe there or something. People supposedly in some cases have been known to die shortly after leaving the woods, and it's really bad luck to try and steal one of the rocks, so don't do that. Highgate Cemetery in London, UK. So Bram Stoker used this cemetery in his Dracula novel, but he called it Kingshead Churchyard instead of Highgate Cemetery, but that's what he based it off of. And some people buried there include Karl Marx, and it's one of London's least visited landmarks, but those who enter have a chance of seeing celebrity ghosts, basically. The site was created in the mid-1800s, and just kind of fell into disrepair by the end of World War II. It was like overgrown and all the stones and stuff were falling apart, which makes it just look even creepier. Then in the 1970s, there was a whole bunch of horror movies filmed there, and it kind of rose back in popularity based on like the vampire movies and stuff. Some people claim to see some kind of creature hovering over the grave, supposedly like a vampire. And then there was stories about grave robbings that would begin. Vampire hunters would open the tombs and drive wooden stakes into corpses' chests or steal the corpses and relocate them to random places, including the car of one of the cemetery's neighbors. To this day, Highgate remains a go-to spot for enthusiasts of all things fanged and occult. Devil's Tramping Ground, North Carolina. So this is deep in the woods of North Carolina, about 50 miles south of Greensboro. It's a mysterious circle where there's no plant or tree will grow, and there's no animals either. It's just kind of like this huge clearing. Supposedly, the devil comes and stomps and dances there every night is what the legend is. I don't know how much credence I give to that. But yeah, there's people claiming to see like glowing red eyes out there at night. And if you place your belongings in the circle in the evening, you find them thrown out of the circle. And back in the morning, presumably the devil cleared it out so he could dance there. Witchwood Forest, Oxfordshire, UK. In England, this is another mysterious British forest. There is a Earl of Leicester named Amy Robsart. She mysteriously broke her neck and died in 1560. And supposedly her husband encountered her ghost in this forest years later on a hunting trip. She told the guy that they would join each other in the afterlife. And as promised, he fell ill shortly after and died very soon afterwards. Local legend is anybody who encounters the ghost of her will have the same fate and die soon after, apparently. Although, I don't know if anybody's actually died. It's just that one guy. I don't know. Yosemite National Park. I mentioned a bunch in the missing 411 cases. So it's known for like giant sequoia trees and waterfalls, but there's also some weird stuff that happens. There's something called the Chilnulna Falls Trailhead, where people supposedly can hear somebody crying. Native American folklore says that there was a boy that drowned there, and his spirit is crying out for help. But any hikers that venture to the lake will get pulled under and drowned, so that's kind of sketchy. Another North American native legend says that some of the waterfalls in the park are haunted by an evil wind that draws people to the edge of the falls and then blows them off the cliff. Dow Hill Forest in India, located in the West Bengal town of Kursiong, Dow Hill Victoria Boys School is one of the most haunted places in India. Locals claim that they hear footsteps echoing through the halls of the school when it's closed from December to March. Surrounding forest, though, is what gets the most paranormal attention. Supposedly, there were several murders there, and like lumberjacks and stuff have supposedly seen a headless boy wandering around. And there's a path between the school and the forest, which has been aptly named Death Road. So probably want to stay clear of that one. Cameron Park, Texas. This is near Waco, Texas. It's several spots that are reported to be paranormal hot zones in that area, including Jacob's Ladder, which is a treacherous set of stairs haunted by a grabbing ghost who tugs climbers' clothes to pull them down. But probably the most well-known site in the area is Witch's Castle. It's like a crumbling castle found deep in the park. According to one story, the castle and the ruins there are the former house of a woman suspected of witchcraft in the late 1800s. Waco residents blamed the woman for people disappearing in the area in the woods around there. So they formed a mob and burned her house down while she was still inside. Some people claim that they can still see the witch's figure wandering through Cameron Park today and even chasing some visitors and hikers down. Black Forest in Germany. So this is like where a lot of the grim fairy tales and stuff were set. So that alone makes it kind of weird and paranormal. Supposedly there's like a headless horseman in there, a king who kidnaps women and takes them to his underwater lair where he lives with the nymphs, friendly dwarves, and lurking werewolves. So there's just like a whole bunch of weird stuff going on in there. Angelina National Forest, Tennessee. Back in the 1900s, this place was a thriving sawmill town with over 1,000 people that lived there. But then the mill got hit by a hurricane in 1911, and then they rebuilt it, and then it burned down because of a fire in 1914. So the residents abandoned the area after that and left just kind of like an empty ghost town behind. So the ghost towns by themselves are pretty eerie and sketchy, but supposedly there's some paranormal stuff going on that kind of takes it up to the next level. So some hikers have heard just random screams of a young woman who's a supposed resident from the town that died in a freak accident while visiting her boyfriend at the sawmill. Some people have seen her ghost supposedly walking around there. Manchamp Swamp, Louisiana. So Louisiana and New Orleans are filled with like voodoo and all kinds of stuff like that, but there's also this haunted swamp about an hour outside of New Orleans, and supposedly a voodoo princess named Julie White used to live in the swamp and dole out curses to those who wronged her. One of her most menacing premonitions was a cataclysmic disaster that would occur when she died, and sure enough, there was a massive hurricane that hit the day of her funeral on 1915, and her ghost supposedly still haunts the swamp to this day, as well as the Rougarou, which is kind of like a Cajun equivalent of a werewolf. And if that's not bad enough, then you can deal with all the poisonous snakes and the alligators that are also very real in there. Elfin Forest, California. There's no elves there, but this place in San Diego County, there's all kinds of stories about goblins and spirits that live there. The Romani people that used to live there in the early 19th century, which are like gypsies, and then the townsfolk eventually drove them out and killed anybody that was left behind, but supposedly to exact the revenge, they cursed the entire forest and all the lands around it. And today people see all kinds of spooky ghost stuff appearing there. There's like a woman dressed in white floating around, which is a pretty common ghost appearance. There's like a cloaked ghost on a black horse and just mysterious footprints and stuff that show up. Pine Barrens, New Jersey. So this is over 1 million acres and 7 counties that this particular Pine Barrens thing spreads over. Just like one of the previous ones I mentioned, there was like a thriving sawmill and paper mill there at one point, but eventually they abandoned it when coal was discovered. People went to live where the coal was instead. And then there's all kinds of supernatural stuff that got left behind, though. Probably the most famous one is the Jersey Devil, which is this creature supposedly that has leathery wings like a bat, a goat's head, and hooves. And supposedly this woman saw it fly up onto her chimney, and it's been killing livestock and appearing to people since like the 1700s. Daring Woods, Smart in England. Daring Woods are also sometimes referred to as the Screaming Woods. So you can imagine what kind of things you're going to encounter in there. There's like blood-curdling screams that come from the forests at night, as well as footsteps and whispers if you're walking through there on like foggy days. The screams are attributed to a highwayman who was captured and killed by the villagers in the 18th century. Supposedly, his ghost is still there screaming away when he gets murdered. Other people believe the haunting is a result of the 1948 massacre, where 20 people were supposedly found dead in the forest the morning of November 1st. Residents reported seeing strange lights emanating from the forest that Halloween night, and autopsies of the bodies couldn't determine a cause, although this was in 1948. But that's kind of sketchy that like 20 people randomly died one night. I don't know what the deal is with that. Maybe that's worth some more exploration. Another England one, we got Epping Forest in Essex. This is like, because it was like so large and dense, it was a popular hideout for criminals and also for burying dead bodies. There's a famous highwayman named Dick Turpin that hid out there in the 1700s. And apparently he had more than a dozen murder victims that they've discovered in the woods since the 1960s. Not surprisingly, there's all kind of ghostly, spooky stuff going on there for both his victims and apparently Turpin himself. Some people have claimed that if you drive to Hangman's Hill and park in neutral, your car will be slowly parked uphill. That's kind of like a thing that happens in a few different spots in the world, though. I think normally that's just like a optical illusion. But there's like pollarded trees there. If you know what that is, it was like a big bulbous thing on top of it where they chop the limbs off so that they can grow sticks for weaving fences and stuff. So there's all these pollarded trees, but then they haven't cut them since the late 1800s. So there's just like these weird, creepy looking overgrown trees there. Okay. And Hoia Baku Forest, Romania. There was a military technician that captured a photograph of a UFO there in the 1968. And since then, it's gained all kinds of popularity for paranormal activity. People call it the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. And some people think that there's like a portal there that causes people to disappear. Other people have walked through the forest without disappearing. And when they come out, they supposedly have rashes, nausea, and feelings of anxiety. So who knows if there's like weird x-ray stuff or what's going on there. And yeah, there's like curved trees in some part of the forest too that apparently just look super sketchy. And last one, the Island of the Dolls in Xochimilco, Mexico. I've actually seen a documentary about this on the Discovery Channel, I think like a decade ago. But this is a World Heritage Site. But yeah, it's famous for this Island of the Dolls. Supposedly, there's like, you can go down a canal and there's this little island with like hundreds and hundreds of dolls and doll parts hanging from the trees. And yeah, it's like an artificial island that was created. And the guy who lived there is dead now, but apparently all those dolls are there. He said that after finding a dead girl's body in a nearby canal, he collected and displayed the toys in hopes of warding off evil spirits. But today, the island is believed to be haunted by the ghost of the drowned girl. And local legend even states that dolls have been heard whispering to each other, moving their heads and arms and opening their eyes. Yeah, that's... I don't know. I think I would rather just put up with one ghost instead of having to live on an island covered by dolls. Well, that's just me. That's the haunted forest for this one, though. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking about 3 a.m. and the witching hour and sleep paralysis, the old hag. That kind of all goes together. So I'll talk about that. If you like the podcast, go ahead and subscribe or follow on whatever platform you're on. And that'll help to make sure that you get every episode as soon as it comes out. And it's totally free. And I will see you guys in the next episode.